going to continue, Sheila, with our interview here. Now we're on the plane. So we're you'll hear some background noise probably as we go ahead. But you had described the beauty of Alaska and the luck or fortune to have as a volunteer, served on a commission that really took you around all the state. Plus you, on a personal basis, as you described before, were very, very adventuresome with your plane and your trips and all. So, but going back to other trips around the world and all, you had mentioned Syria. Is there any other experience that you'd like to share with us as a traveler, either in the way of this is what you should do or this is what you should not do?
Well, be very careful crossing the street or any kind of street, because I was in Brazil last August, September, on a trip. There were 12 of us to start, and we'd just been to Iguazu Falls, and we'd been staying on the Argentinian side. We'd gone over to the Brazilian side, and we'd finished all our touring around the falls, and then we'd stopped at a home that had a wonderful butterfly garden, and it was really a highlight. But the little bus had stopped, and the guides had gotten off, and then we started to get off, and the woman in front of me got off just as a motorcycle came around the corner and sent her flying. And she, in fact, died 8 or 9 days later. She was a very, very nice woman who had traveled with our particular guide, Mark Brazil, I don't know, at least 6 times. So they had transported her to a hospital on the Brazilian side, and there was a very well-known neurosurgeon who operated on her, but he said she would not be a functioning human, and then, as I say, after about 8 or 9 days, she did, in fact, die. She was traveling by herself. I always leave instructions. My will is always up to date. I have a health care pouch, I have
right,
all that stuff.
Right, right.
But there were more than one person on that trip that hadn't done that, and they swore up and down from now on they were going to do it and make sure that those events would be covered. If something happened, there would be somebody responsible.
One strange, I think, in terms of an experience in Iran, I mean, you have very friendly, very calm, you know, see people smiling with, between and among themselves, and all, yet on the roads.
Oh, they're terrible drivers.
They're terrible, and they're very, very aggressive, and, one of our...
They make lanes where no lanes exist.
The lights did not matter, so the lights were not being obeyed. Pedestrians would cross with the red light flashing in the crossing some places, across, of course, not in the right intersections. And one of our group, if we went for a holler, probably would have been hit by someone. So I don't know, I think that's one of the few negatives, I think, that we ran into in Iran.
Well, if somebody would ask me the most dangerous thing that I encountered in Iran, it would be crossing the street. Of course, I could say the same thing about Saigon, too.
Vietnam was, but I don't, for some reason, although it was very difficult, there was a kind of a flow to the traffic, and once a pedestrian started crossing, and there was a rhythm that was observed. Here there isn't. I didn't see that flow.
No.
Here it was stop and start, and it was who was had the nerve, and you had to sort of look at the person in the eye and go forward or not forward. It was a special experience. I think it was I think you and I are in agreement that was a negative. I guess you get used to it if you live in the place, but that was and especially surprising when you see it within the framework of people that are so seem to be are so friendly and so you just feel it. You don't see people screaming at each other. It's a strange thing.
But they save their aggression for behind the wheel. I always wanted to be way downwind of a group of Iranians, so I'd be there.
Remind me a little bit, for example, skiing in Switzerland, that is so organized. They always line up, strictly for the So the when it comes to skiing, there's just a complete bedlam. They walk all over, ski all over your skis, push you, shove you. It's really cool. You say, how can the same people that are so organized, so respectful, so careful, all of a sudden in the ski environment be so different, you know? So I think that's the same sense I had with Iran. It's incredible.
Skiing with the Japanese down at Alyeska sometime when they used to come over 747s full. Their idea of skiing was to get to the top of the straight down, regardless of who was in front of them.
But in terms of waiting in line to go up, they were respectful.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It's coming down, and lo and you better not be in the way, huh?
And most of them really didn't know how to ski, but they
watched. Wow. I have not had the Japanese that I've seen skiing have been very, very few, and I have not sensed that. But then, they've been very few, as I say. Sheila, what does the future, you know, in terms of travel, in terms of your career, where do you see yourself? Incidentally, we both celebrated our birthdays.
That's right.
Here in Iran. And
I was 39 and you in 69.
So we 39 and 69, okay. And we both are Tauruses, that means, and that means that we probably have similar personalities. I sort of believe in that. Where do you see yourself traveling? You're going to continue to travel, and where would you like to go? And in terms of your career, what do you see yourself in the future?
Probably doing the same thing career-wise, but I may wrap it up in a couple of years. I just haven't decided yet. Depends. As far as traveling, I have a couple of trips to Mexico scheduled, and my grandson's getting married the 11th of May, and I'll be there for that outside of Coeur d'Alene. I'm waitlisted on a trip to New Guinea for the end of October.
Tremendous.
So I want to do that.
You got you. In Mexico, where are you going to Mexico?
The first time I'm going down to Cancun, out to Tulum, and the second time, Cabo. I think the wedding is in Cabo.
So this is the Mayan ruins?
Yes.
No. Very good. Well, tremendously. Well, we're about to land. They're gonna make more noise.
That's
so
right.
We'll be to be continued.
Okay.
Take a break, and we'll be right back.